Right now, the U.S. Forest Service is only authorized to try and control invasive plant species on limited federal lands. And they say that poses a problem.
Invasive plants don't recognize political boundaries.
Joni Johnson is a botanist with the Forest Service in the Petersburg District.
And so if we're working on controlling invasive plants, it makes sense to, cast the net wider so it includes whole entire islands.
The Forest Service in the Wrangell and Petersburg management areas is looking to expand their efforts against invasive plant species. That means more area, more tools, and in theory, more collaborations. The Forest Service's current invasive species work plan is from 2013, and it's fairly restrictive. For example, the plan doesn't allow Forest Service workers to disturb invasive species if the roots aren't on land.
A great example of where it would be useful to treat emergent veg would be, let's say, the Anita Bay Road system on Edelin Island, where control efforts for reed canary grass are pretty much like 92% effective now, but we have a beaver palustrine system that is chock full of reed canary grass.
Palustrine just means marshy area.
If we're not controlling that, then there's, well, two things. One, riparian condition is impacted, but also then there's a seed source for recolonizing and reinfesting.
Riparian condition is the water-based environment. Basically, one of the things the new proposal would let the Forest Service do would be to try and stamp out water-based infestations of invasive plant species, which isn't allowed under the current plan. Treatment for invasive species in the Tongass varies, depending on the area.
Wilderness areas and the objective of maintaining a natural condition have different prioritization check boxes, so to speak, as opposed to, say, the road system on Wrangell Island.
Up the Stikine River, for example, Johnson says the focus is reed canary grass, a tall, bunchy grass that can grow to 9 feet tall and choke out all other plant life in moist, soiled areas around streams, lakes, and wetlands. In more developed areas, the focus might be the small orange and yellow-flowered hawkweed, which Johnson says often moves from wilder areas into human footprints, roads, trails, and campsites. Invasive plant species in Tongass National Forest can be traced back to fairly recent history. Some came with settlers and canneries in the early 1900s. Others came in the 1980s and 90s when clear-cut logging started to cause major erosion in the region. Erosion control seed mixes brought with them an aggressive invader, reed canary grass. Even so,
we're uniquely positioned to stay on top of invasive plants.
Southeast Alaska has different fire patterns and less human development than our neighbors down south. Johnson says the Forest Service wants to get their more aggressive invasive species mitigation plan approved so they have more ability to detect invasive species populations early. However, the plan isn't entirely without concern. The brunt of the Forest Service's proposed invasive species mitigation relies on herbicides, which have varying effects on soils, native plant life, and aquatic environments. The 2013 original work plan saw some pushback about using toxic chemicals. So did the draft version of this proposed plan.
Herbicides are always going to be an issue, as they should be, if people are critically evaluating what's being used and how it's being used.
Johnson says that's where the public comes in. The Forest Service encourages public comment on the scope and effects of invasive species mitigation. Wrangell's local tribe will review the proposal at their council meeting on Tuesday. Johnson also says she hopes folks will take this comment period as an opportunity to let the Forest Service know where they're seeing potential areas for treatment and control of invasive species.
I'm hoping that also, folks will be, more aware too, especially say up the Stikine River, just noting where they're seeing reed canary grass or orange hawkweed or the yellow hawkweed.
Pictures of some of the invasive species in Southeast Alaska, as well as the project proposal for invasive species management in the Wrangell-Petersburg management area, can be found at kstk.org. The public comment period for the proposed Wrangell-Petersburg Invasive Plant Management Project opened Friday, March 5th. Comments can be dropped off at either the Wrangell or Petersburg Ranger stations or submitted online. The deadline to comment is April 4th. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.